right, good morning. We're going to continue with media availabilities here today at Las Vegas Motor Speedway with Kyle Larson, driver of the number 5 Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet. We will get right to questions. Who would like to start us off? Let's go up here to Bob and then to Lee and Dustin.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. A lot of discussion this week on the approval process to be in a cup race after last weekend. And I'm curious, what do you look at on like high limit? Like, do you get involved in like, should this person be allowed to race? Should they not? And do you feel like there needs to be a little more structure for cup?
Yeah, at least on the sprint car side of it, I don't know if there's any really thing in place. There could be at times, but I feel like most of the time, you know, people. Sprint cars are crazy, so, you know, if you're not capable of it, usually don't get in it. But, yeah, I mean, I think in NASCAR, I don't know what the approval process is, so I can't really speak on what needs to change. But it is surprising sometimes, like, when some drivers are not allowed to run and then others are. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe there just needs to be a better, you know, something in place. I know when you're like a rookie, you have to go run, you know, an ARCA race, or, you know, you got to like build up to the size of the track and stuff like that. So, I mean, you have to run like 3 or 4 races before you can run like an Xfinity car or something on an intermediate or super speedway. So, yeah, maybe there needs to be more of that.
Let's go to Lee.
Lee Spencer, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. Kind of curious about Travis Pastrana, how that all came about, and what were your early thoughts?
Yeah, that was pretty neat to have him, you know, get to check something off of his bucket list, especially a guy that's done so much, you know, in action sports and motorsports and all that. So, yeah, I'm not, like, exactly sure, like, how it all started. I think there was a connection between the Ridge and Sons Racing team and Travis. I think they have like a mutual sponsor maybe or something. So yeah, I'd heard about that and then was just able, you know, JP and I were able to just call up Travis and kind of organize the logistics of it and get the ball rolling a little bit faster. And yeah, so that was neat to have him come out, you know, have some fun in a sprint car. And yeah, he looked smooth. I mean, the track was obviously in not great shape, just it being, you know, during the day and all that, but he was smooth and you know, built up to speed and yeah, had a good time. So, you know, that's great.
Talk about you have you've won 2 of the last 3 races here. Just basically, what's the key to getting around this place?
Yeah, I don't know. I think as far as like getting around the track and being fast, your car's got to obviously be fast, have a lot of grip, but get through the bumps, I feel like, really well in 1 and 2 to just kind of carry momentum around the whole track. And then, you know, 3 and 4 is a really slick corner as well. So, and then, you know, to win, you got to have to have all of that, but your team has to execute. Where I feel like when we have won the races here, our team's done a really good job, you know, pit road especially. So more of all that, and hopefully we'll have a good shot.
Let's go to Dustin.
Salambino, Jayski. Kyle, for most teams, like 2 third-place finishes in the first month of the season is a pretty good start. But you mentioned last week, like, it hasn't been a good start. So what is your perspective on where the 5 team sits a month in?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think, like, Daytona just was rough. Like, we just were buried in the back the whole time. So that was frustrating, you know, start your season off like that. I would have rather been up front and got crashed, but never got to see the front. And then, yeah, Atlanta was good. You know, I was happy. I was like, oh, great. You know, I expected to go there and crash. Got a good finish. So I felt like we were a week ahead of schedule. And then, you know, we went to COTA and had good speed and all that. Just I didn't do a great job behind the wheel. And then we had the wheel, the right front wheel, fall off and then buried us. And then finally had a chance to overcome it and then got spun. So, yeah, and then Phoenix last week, we just weren't fast. Like, we weren't very good. But our team did an amazing job executing, you know, pit stops, restarts, all of that stuff kept us in the hunt. And, yeah, so I just feel like we haven't had consistency really to start, whether that be, you know, kind of everything coming together. So I'm hoping that, you know, this week, a track that we have success at in the past, you know, we can kind of put it all together and you have a solid weekend, and then go to another track next week where, you know, I'm really confident at, and try and just put some few good races in a row together.
All right, we're going to go back there and then up to Kelly.
Thank you, Kyle. Roy Akers, Skyview Sports. With the high limit racing, you just happen to have the track in the backyard, and I understand Texas is similar. Do you have a blueprint going forward where you might be able to have, you know, tracks that are somewhat close to where you're racing in NASCAR and kind of have some cross promotion or be able to appear at more races? Or is that part of your blueprint?
I don't know. I mean, I think when it works, like it works, you know, here, getting our season started across the street, and then, you know, when we go to Texas, I believe when we're at Kansas Speedway, we get to race at Lakeside one of the nights, maybe Thursday or Friday night. But then, I mean, it's hard, like, because there's already races in place, you know, events in place throughout the year that, so, like, logistically, it doesn't make sense, and you don't want to, like, piggyback off NASCAR, you know, all the time. So there's great sprint car fans throughout the country. So no, we don't have to rely on, you know, coming to venues like this, but it is nice, you know, when you can get the cross promotion and all that, but it's not something that we look at trying to do a ton of.
Let's go to Kelly.
Kelly Crandall, racer.com. Kyle, when one of your competitors has won three straight races, how much do you look at that with respect as well as, okay, we need to stop this guy?
I don't know. I mean, I think he had a great season in 2021 and was able to win three points paying races in a row twice that year, four in a row once, you know, with the All-Star race in there. So I think having lived through it on my own, like, I can respect it a lot more, and it doesn't bother me. You know, I see somebody else having success like that. So, you know, if he wins this weekend, you know, maybe it's like, all right, this is getting annoying. But I think for me, as like a competitor and a fan, I think it's really neat because this sport is so tough, especially in the next gen era. So I respect it more than anything currently, but if it keeps going on too long, it'll get annoying.
Let's go to Reed.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. If a third place finish at Martin at Phoenix was a struggle, do you have any concerns about Martinsville, where you've been great in the next gen era with a win and five top six finishes in the last five races?
I don't know. I would say as a team and organization, we're much better at Martinsville than we are at Phoenix. So, yeah, we had hopes of being better than we were at Phoenix across the board, you know, the four of us. William was pretty decent, but the rest of us were pretty average. Where I feel like when we go to Martinsville, yeah, we have a package that we can probably look back on and you know, build our car off of that and be competitive. So I don't have as much concern going to Martinsville as I do Phoenix right now, but Martinsville is Martinsville, and it's it is a tough track still for me, even though it's crazy to think that it's probably our statistically best track on this circuit. So we'll see, but yeah, Martinsville's still not a place where I'm like, I can go there and lead every lap. You know, I feel like I can come to Vegas, I can lead every lap or Homestead, but Martinsville's a tough place, even if I had the best car in the field, which I probably do have the best car in the field, and I'm bringing it down to sixth.
Do we have any final questions for Kyle? Let's go to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, Kicking the Tires. Now, you did just bring up Homestead. You know, your last win there came, I think, two, three races ago. You had a consistent string of, you know, top fives for a while. How do you feel going in next week for Homestead?
Yeah, I mean, I feel good. I always feel good going to Homestead. It's probably the track that suits me the best, you know, being comfortable running against the wall and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, the last two finishes we've had there don't reflect how we've ran. You know, we've been the best every time we go there. You know, we were stupid fast there, you know, the second half of the, you know, fall race last time we were there. with a bunch of damage underneath the car that you can't see. And so that was a satisfying, you know, run to almost, you know, have a shot to win there. But yeah, so hopefully this year it goes smooth and we have, you know, good handling race car, which I know we will, and you can just hammer away at the wall and be fast.
So if Phil wins here, you can break the streak next week.
I'm hoping to break the streak this week.
All right, thanks for the time and good luck this weekend.